What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
So it is Ryan Hickey in for Bill right here on Writer Than You. A happy 4th of July. Filling in for me producing today is Evan Harkin. Evan, what's going on, dude?
Nothing much. Doing good.
Good, good. What we got today for Buy or Sell?
Big story of the day. Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz is accused of illegal gambling participation and being investigated. Buy or sell. Players should be allowed to bet on sports that they don't play in.
Sell. Sell.
Sell.
I think this is a slippery slope to where, like, if you allow baseball players to bet on basketball, again, once you open the door, I think you're just inviting, well, okay, we're betting on basketball. Hey, you know what's crazy, Joey? Like, I'm pitching next month. Maybe, like, how crazy would it be if I just said ball two? Like, I could control it. Maybe if you put a lot of money on ball two, all of a sudden, you know, you can make a lot of money here. I could control that for you. Maybe we'll split it 50-50 and make some side money. I think it's a very slippery slope where you're asking for danger if you allow other players, or I should say athletes, to bet on even other sports. Sports have to protect integrity first and foremost. As soon as it comes into question, you lose fans. I would make sure the integrity is protected as much as I possibly can, which would mean no gambling for any athlete on any sport.
The Knicks finally hired their replacement for Tom Thibodeau and former Kings, Lakers, and Cavs head coach Mike Brown. Brown has nearly won 60% of his regular season games and has the third highest win percentage among active head coaches that have coached at least two seasons. Brown made the NBA Finals back in 2007 and has made the conference finals twice. Buy or sell, Knicks are the favorites to win the East after hiring Mike Brown.
I'm going to say buy, Evan. And this has nothing to do with the Mike Brown hiring. I don't like the Mike Brown hiring. Full disclosure, I'm a Knicks fan. I said yuck was the tweet when I first heard this news. But the reason why, despite that, I'm still saying they're the favorites is because I just don't have faith in anyone else. The Cavs are the better team, right? They won the East last year in terms of regular season and the most wins in the conference. I don't trust them come playoff time. I don't trust Donovan Mitchell. I don't think he's a playoff caliber player that rises to the moment. I don't think he's efficient enough. We saw this Cavs team. I don't hear about them being banged up in round two. They got worked by the Pacers. Worked. I don't trust him. So even though I'm not a big Karl Anthony Towns guy, and I have major questions about him consistently showing up in the playoffs, and the Knicks defense really down the stretch folded, you look at Boston, they're hurt. No Jason Tatum next year. You look at the Pacers, no Tyrese Haliburton, and now no Miles Turner. They're going to, I think, take a step back. The Pistons and the Magic are up and coming, and Bill's right. A lot on the show has talked about the moves they made and the excitement around them. I think there's real buy-in there, but they're also unproven in the playoffs. I'm going to say buy. I think the Knicks are the team to beat in the East, but it is more by default than me truly believing this is a championship-caliber roster.
Omar Khan and the Steelers agreed to a 3-year extension. Buy or sell, Steelers will win a playoff game within the next 3 years.
Sell, Evan.
Sell.
I don't see it. In part because, like, where's the optimism? I think they're going to have a terrible year. And honestly, I think if you're a Pittsburgh fan, you should root for a terrible year this year. Get a bad draft pick, try to get as high as you can, and in what should be a loaded 2026 quarterback class, finally try to draft a guy that can actually be the replacement for Ben Roethlisberger. But the thing for the Steelers is, outside of quarterback, like, they have other issues. You know, their offensive line is not very strong. Their running game is very weak. That defense is expensive and old. And so you have a lot of money tied up into older veteran players that you're going to have to turn around. Can you rebuild the defense? Like, the Rams, I think, don't get enough credit for what they did after they won a Super Bowl, had an older defense, took one down year, and rebuilt that defense where they're now one of the youngest defenses in the league, but also really damn good. They did a great job drafting and developing. I don't have that same confidence in Omar Khan and the Steelers that I do in the Rams to not only draft and develop, you know, we're talking 5, 6, 7 players on the defensive side of the ball over the next 2 or 3 years. I don't trust them to get the quarterback right and figure this out to where we're talking about the Steelers actually truly winning a playoff game. So I can't see it happening in the next 3 years, Evan. No way.
President Trump said yesterday he wants to host a UFC event on the White House grounds on July 4th, 2026, to help celebrate America's 250th birthday. Trump said he hopes to have 20,000 to 25,000 people attend. Buy or sell, you are intrigued by this idea.
I'm going to say buy.
Buy.
But I will say, I just don't know, like, for me, like, I'm not a big UFC fan. So it has to be, like, a great environment or, like, a big fight in order to watch. If you're telling me next July 4th is going to be a big UFC fight with some big names at the White House, will I watch? Probably. But, like, for me, like, half of my intrigue is the crowd. Like, if you get a juiced-up crowd that, you know, the fighters feed off of, but it's like in any sport, really. Like, if you know, you could see sometimes the crowd just being so good and so hostile and so intense that even if you're not a fan of a team or a sport, you're drawn in because the energy comes through your TV. That's, for me, like, what partly, like, USC has to do to get me, at least, intrigued. I just don't know how it's possible. I don't know how you're building some sort of venue to where you're going to have 20 or 25,000 people. So I say that because if we're talking about a little, you know, venue on the lawn and maybe get 1,000 people there, you're not going to have the same juice as you would as a sold-out arena. And for me, the lack of juice from the crowd does wane some of my intrigue. But overall, would I be intrigued by this? Yes. But you have to check a lot of boxes, I think, for this to go well. And I don't know when it's all said and done if we're going to see it or if it'll be, you know, everything maybe we think it could be.
Chuck E. Cheese is opening up an adult arcade to try to lure back adults that grew up going. Buy or sell, you would attend an adult Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm going to buy this because I'm going to assume, right, if it's an adult Chuck E. Cheese, you're going to have drinks there and some arcade games, you know, air hockey, throwing the ball through the hoop, whatever, a lot of these games. I think if you do it right, it could be a lot of fun. Now, I'm going to maybe age myself here at 31. Evan, you just graduated college?
Yes.
Have you ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese before?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I know they've died out quickly, so I wasn't sure if it was like, you know, after I kind of aged out of that phase, like 10, 11, 12, if the generation behind me, which now I guess being almost 10 years apart, I guess you are now the next generation, if you guys still did Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, that's good to know. I was worried it's going to really feel old here. Would you be intrigued if we're talking about an adult Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, it's basically Dave and Buster's, but you assume maybe less kids because Dave and Buster's is kind of more family-oriented. If it's, hey, the fellas going out, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, we're going to get a few beers and have some competitions, I'm in. That could be, Chuck E. Cheese could be back. It could be back. Just please leave the pizza in the past. Ugh.
Ugh. Buy or sell, it's mandatory to have a hot dog on the 4th of July.
Sell. I'm not a hot dog guy. I don't find the appeal. I think it is overrated in terms of how people talk about it being Americana and you gotta have one. I'm a burger guy. And I think burgers are American as well. You can get away with having a cheeseburger at a barbecue, but I don't know. If you go to a barbecue today, I'm going to the beach later today, so am I gonna have a hot dog at the beach? No. Will I feel guilty that I'm being a bad American for having a hot dog or not having a hot dog? Hell no. Gordon, are you gonna have a hot dog today?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one burger, two dogs. That's my go-to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is it un-American in your mind if someone does not have a hot dog on July
4th? Un-American is a bit strong. I don't know if it's un-American.
Okay.
But yeah, if you have an option of a hamburger, you're not going to have two hamburgers, right?
Oh, I'm a two-burger guy.
Oh, no, that's too much. Too much burger.
Really?
Yeah, I like the variety of the two dogs. And if I'm going back for, like, you know, a couple hours go by, you want a little something else. Hot dogs are very, very versatile. You can throw it on the grill. It could be cold. You throw it back on the grill.
I think hot dogs and hamburgers are in the same category. If you don't eat it like right off the grill, ugh, no thank you. I don't want to reheat it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, after, you know, you might have a couple of adult beverages, you want a little nosh, you know. The taste buds are not firing on all cylinders. You need something to, you know.
Cold dog. Oh, no thank you. Oh, two dogs. Okay.
Two dogs, one burger.
All right.
We know burgers can be Philly. Burgers are much more Philly. You could throw a couple of dogs in there.
But two burgers and you're good. Two burgers and I'm ready to go.
I want to be nimble. You know, I want to be able, if somebody brings something good for dessert that I was not expecting, I want to be able to pivot on a dime.
That is fair. You are right about that. The burger, you get two and you're kind of, it's then curtains for the rest of the day. That I would agree with. When we return, speaking of July 4th, four best things about July 4th, and it's not all sunshine and roses. There's one terrible thing that happens on this day every single year. We'll tell you about after we get this latest sports update from Gordon Damer.